You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About as exciting as you figured with that slate of Monday night football games. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, welcome in on this Tuesday to Bet Sweats. We're hanging out with you for the next few hours. Brad Powers joining us in hour number two, 10:20 Eastern, to talk some college football, his early looks on the week. Also, Will Brinson in the final hour of the show talking some NFL. We will get you set for the MLB playoffs, which get going today. It's baseball all day. I'm sure not a lot of productivity at a lot of jobs. Heisman watch. It's Tuesday, so we do that. We'll go over World Series MVP, today's slate of games in Major League Baseball, series prices. So a lot to cover. How you doing, Sam?
I have a text I'd like to read you that I got last night. Let me pull it up real quick. The room bit is stupid. Apparently somebody faded the room yesterday and didn't do too well for the first time all season because the room had a 4-1 night. Yeah. I can't tell you who it was.
Yeah. Why?
4-1 night.
Why?
Because I don't want to out this person. Hey, man. The favorites both won, and the room went 4-1. That was how I would recap Monday night. You?
Yeah, I mean, did we think it was never, ever going to have a winning night? Is that what we thought? Like, I see some idiots on Twitter. I'm like, you're a moron. Okay. This is classic betting. This is why you don't want to follow someone after a long hot streak. Right. And I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying people are going to get mad. Like, oh my God, the room had a winning night. The room is dumb. You guys are idiots. Blah, blah, blah. Why would you even suggest? Okay. Where you been? For 4 weeks, it was awful. Like, have you looked at what's happened? Look at Circa Millions. Look at the public plays. People are that are spending $1,000 an entry. 4 weeks in, they're 5-15. The public has sucked on everything. Player props, whatever. This, let me remind you, this is how it goes during an NFL season. This is how it always happens. We don't know when it's going to be public, when it's going to be more sharp. But there are ebbs and flows to a season. It happens every year. Sometimes it starts off one way. Sometimes it starts off the other. Or it'll be, you know, like the sharp bets are hitting early. You know, the anti-public plays are hitting early. And then we'll see 2 months where it's all public. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but this is normal. Like, if it was easy to figure out, we'd all quit our jobs and the books would be bankrupt, right? There wouldn't be as many sports books as they are. So chill out. I don't know. Like, we thought this was never going to happen. Sunday Night Football, the popular plays hit. Why? Because there were 80 points and the public bets on over. Last night, they hit as well. Does this mean for the next week you've got to go against the room? I don't know. That's for you to decide. We are just providing the information. And we noticed that they were hitting between 15 and 20%. So we brought that to everyone's attention. If you want to fade the room, go ahead. You can do, or go with the room. You can go with them too. Go ahead. You have fun.
No. I'm personally.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm talking to the people.
I know how this story ends.
Yeah.
I know how it ends. And the ironic part of when you do a segment like this, when the bartender got hot last year, people just start losing their minds when it does turn positive for a smidge of time. The guy's had five seasons picking games, and he's won one. And it's off. Bartender's sharp now. No, he's not. Neither is the room. And it's so funny how this works out. The room goes 4-1 last night, and I did tail Dobbins under rushing yards. The room head over. I fade-tailed, I guess. Right. I guess. 4-1 last night, still 13-22 on the season with NFL props, down 13 units.
You want to back that?
No.
I don't want to back that. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen moving forward. We'll be here to watch it, right? But like, okay, this is one example, and it was on player props. I haven't seen the room do well on sides in anything, NFL or college. So I'm curious.
No, I haven't either. I have the numbers. Paul has them together. NFL sides, 5-14-1,
yeah.
Down 10.4 units.
And you know what? That's the super contest record of the top five picks. 5-14-1. Exact same.
And the college football year to date through week 5, 6-23-1. Down 19.3 units.
The room is stupid.
The room's room sucks. Dumb bit.
Because I lost my bet because I followed it. Because I decided I was going to go against the room. So it's dumb.
Okay. It's fine. Good luck. Oh, man. All right. So the lead last night, at least in the first game, Miami 27-21, your winners. They get their first win of the year. The Jets are 0-4 on the season. Miami covers. They go over the total. Tyreek Hill. He's obviously done for the year. It comes out dislocated knee last night, and then we're finding out this morning that he has torn multiple ligaments in his knee, including ACL. He might not be ready for next year. So that's where you're at with Tyreek Hill. He's going to be done for the year. The Dolphins win because of the turnover margin. I mean, if you read these box scores on a weekly basis, if you look at a handful of games, it's going to be the same story again and again. This is how the NFL works. You have one team that will dominate in the yards, right? How'd they lose? Let's keep scrolling. Most times, it's turnovers. Sometimes red zone, but most times turnovers. So the Jets outgain the Dolphins by over 100 yards. They go 7.1 to 5.4 yards per play. But the difference, those three fumbles lost. Dolphins plus three in turnover category. They end up winning the game. But long term, they're obviously more worried about Tyreek Hill. They're not going to have him moving forward. So now Waddle is their first receiver.
I'm not a doctor, nor will I pretend to be one. But I saw some of the footage of that injury. I don't know. I don't know if he ever plays again.
Right.
Again, not a doctor. I hope he's fine. This is an injury that's going to linger with him probably forever. We've seen some pretty bad ones over the years. Theismann, McGahee, Tyreek Hill's is very bad. So bad that you know it's bad when the TV announcers cut away. Like, we'll be right back. And he had said that he was smiling and trying to laugh so he wouldn't think about the pain. Just completely shredded that whole knee. And that's very unfortunate for a player who's played at a high level for a very long time. On the flip side, the Jets are still the Jets. 0-4. Aaron Glenn's at the podium looking lost already. Worst start the Jets have had since 2020. 0-4. It's not a good football team. Just not. I don't even think it was a good game, to be honest with you. I mean, neither game was any good. I had a 93-minute delay yesterday. My flight was delayed that long. So I was up against it again yesterday. The hits keep coming, huh? Your boy just can't catch a break.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And then the Delta Sky Wi-Fi or whatever was in and out. And when I finally got ABC to work, one of the first things I heard, and I retweeted it right away because it made me laugh. I finally got the game on the TV on the plane. And Troy Aikman says, quote, "The product's just not very good. I'm going to be honest. It's not good." Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, great. I haven't missed anything yet. All the flags, all the penalties, all the crap that goes with these bad teams. And not to say Denver's bad, but there's a lot last night that you could take away from and think, wow, these three teams are not good. Miami, New York, Cincinnati. And mm-hmm. I see some of the Bengals fans now are clamoring for Jameis because Jake Browning, we know, is not the answer. Joe Burrow's the answer. He's hurt. Oof. You know, I did pick Bengals last night. Whatever. It's a bet that lost. It never had a chance. It was 21-3 at the half. And you have a team that can't score, needing to get multiple touchdowns. But Aikman's one of the lead analysts and has been for a long time. And for Troy Aikman, multiple Super Bowl champ, to come out and say the product's not very good on national television, excuse me, that says a lot.
Aikman's also used to getting better games. The league has made a point to giving Monday Night Football, that broadcast, more competitive games. He got a crap game last night. Now, when you make this on the schedule before the year starts, you don't expect it to be garbage. It's because of Burrow. Burrow's in that game, it changes it completely. Cincinnati at Denver is actually a pretty good game under normal conditions, but now you don't have your starting quarterback, and that changes everything. 512 yards to 159.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They outgained them by over 350 yards. Are you kidding me? That was embarrassing. And it's been embarrassing for Cincinnati ever since the injury. I was thinking, okay, we're going to get a better effort out of them. Browning is not this bad. Oh, he is this bad. He's a lot worse. I can't believe it. Like, you've got those talented players, Chase and Higgins. I'm watching Chase after the game, and he looks defeated, man. And they're asking him, like, is it the targets? He's like, no. It's like, what I have? Like, 8 targets? It's normally 6 to 8 targets for me. That's normal. But we know it's the quarterback. 150, like 200 is bad. And they're just above 150 last night in a game that was over throughout, couldn't do anything, couldn't move the ball. And Bengals defense, I mean, it's all bad for the Bengals, right? Like, where are they in this? They have no defense. We know that. They give up over 500 yards on Monday Night Football. Terrible effort. I got news for you. Changing the defensive coordinator ain't going to fix it. Al Golden ain't fixing anything. And then now offensively, you have nothing because you have no Burrow. You have no run game. You have no aerial attack. What's the difference between Cincinnati and some of the worst teams in the league? What's the difference between the Jets and the Bengals right now?
From a power rating standpoint, they're probably as close as it could be. I would say on a pick 'em, maybe one. Cincinnati minus one on a neutral.
Yeah,
it's hard because you're catching up to the Bengals. I mean, you have a high power rating on them coming into the season because they have Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow can fix a lot of things and cover up a lot of the issues with the roster. But when they don't have their best player to get their weapons the ball, and the defense is already bleeding out. I mean, to say that out loud through a month that Cincy and the Jets are numerically almost equal is crazy. Did not see that one coming. Also, Surtain on Chase last night was awesome. It wasn't a lot. 13 snaps, Surtain on Chase, one catch, 8 yards. That ain't going to cut it.
No. Lions next week for the Bengals. Yikes. After that, at Lambeau, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good.
That Pittsburgh game is a Thursday night game. That is likely a 5-game losing streak after the Burrow injury, right? I mean, that's where we're at with them. They do get the Jets. They get the Bears. Man. Okay. I don't know. If I'm Cincinnati and things go like you expect, I'm not even bringing Burrow back this year. What? Why? Why? Because you're paying him a lot of money? Are you going to bring Burrow back? If they are out of the playoff race, if things go like we expect, they continue down this road, does Burrow play if he's ready early December? Early December is week 14 at the Buffalo Bills.
I would not play him. I agree with you. Just mark this season off. Count it as a loss and come back next year. Every time the Bengals get blown out, I think of that old meme where it's Penei Sewell blocking for Burrow and Burrow's throwing the ball to whoever is wide open. And then the bottom of the meme is Ja'Marr Chase running deep, wide open, and Burrow's on the ground because they have no offensive line. That was the old debate, right? Do they want Ja'Marr Chase or do they want Penei Sewell? They took Ja'Marr Chase. They felt good about it. But they have not protected their quarterback. You know who else is starting to get hit? I was talking about this yesterday with a couple guys that cover the NFL. Justin Herbert is starting to get hit a ton.
Injuries.
And we saw that against the Giants. Well, Slater's out. Now Alt has an ankle.
Yep.
That kid, as good as he is getting smoked. They need to keep him upright like the Bengals couldn't keep Burr upright.
Yep. Go ahead. If it's bad, let it be bad. And take the best offensive lineman and protect Burrow and get some help on defense in those other early rounds. Yep, multiple injuries. They're adding up. Becton, too, he's down right now for the Chargers. So cluster injuries, we're seeing that in a number of spots. Heisman watch on the other side. Plenty of MLB coverage today. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.